One day I had to take the bibliography of a manuscript over to the Central Library in the Natural History Museum to check the titles, be sure the pages were right and all that sort of thing. So the librarian showed me into an office where there were two desks. They were facing each other, right close together, but they had a giant bookcase so that I couldn't see who was sitting at the other desk. Right. But there was a little square opening so that if the two people who were sitting there were friends or colleagues, I suppose they could pass books and papers back and forth. So I was working on this bibliography, and a man on the other side pushed a box of chocolates through. And he said, "Have a chocolate." And I said, "No, thank you." And he said, "Have a chocolate. They're good for librarians." I said, "I'm not a librarian. I'm an editor." "Well, have a chocolate anyways." So that was how I met him. Of course, I didn't know his name. I didn't see him.
Right, you didn't
know. So afterwards, I asked the librarian, I said, "Who was sitting at the other desk?" And she said, "Oh, that was Dr. Mann. Surely you know Dr. Mann." No. Well, I actually met him at a friend's house later at dinner. But then that was just shortly before I left Washington. In the summer of 22, I went to Europe and then back to Ann Arbor. Bored with Ann Arbor, went to New York to seek my fortune. So it was 4 years later that I got married.